Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, and the Ezra Tzur Sadafs on Tessayin Omed Aleph on the bottom, and the Article Tzur Sadafs on Yud Zayin Omed Beis on the bottom. And today's Aleph sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Bas Riakam Moshe, Hernish, Amma should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Meshachin Kalim Bein Tfurin Bein Shein Tfurin, Aval Pisha Ein Litzarcha Moed, was allowed to send Kalim, which is some sort of garment or cloth to his friend on Yom Tif, whether it's sewed or even if it's not sewed, and that's even if there's no tzarch for the Moed, it doesn't really have any practical use, and that's because people love receiving gifts, and that means it's going to be Simchas Yom Tif for the person, so therefore it's permitted to send it. However, says Mishnah, v'loy sandal v'somer, v'loy minol she'ena tuffer, not a hobnailed sandal and not a shoe, which isn't fully sewn. Hobnailed sandals are usher to wear. That's because of the whole situation with a bunch of yidden that ended up trampling each other and it caused great damage because it was hobnailed sandals, so they're not going to be worn anyway. That's why they're not going to be sent on Yom Tif. And shoes that aren't fully sewn can't be worn either because they still need more processing. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, afloy minol lovan, not even a white shoe, b'nei shetzarchuman, because it requires a craftsman, it still has to be painted black. That's not called, it's a rule called shana'osim b'ayb Yom Tif, anything which can be benefited from on Yom Tif, which means it can even be used as a kishut, as some sort of adornment, that's allowed to be sent to a friend. The Gemara just explains the line of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, that even a white shoe isn't allowed to be sent because it needs a uman, so Kenei Masisa, this is what the Mishnah is referring to, b'nei shu tzarch bitzas uman, because it requires bitzas uman. What does it mean, bitzas uman? So it doesn't necessarily need an uman, a craftsman, to paint it. Really, any Joe Schmo could paint it. It needs the bitza, the uman, which is the special paint mixture that the uman makes. That's required for it, so that's why it can't be sent on Yom Tif. Now here we have a pretty big gear switch. We're going to be swapping the next four lines for the next three lines afterwards. So jump about four lines to where the Gemara says Tani Ein Mefarkin. So the Gemara tells us Tani we have a Braisa Ein Mefarkin is a Minol Me'alo Ima B'Yomtif. If we have a shoe that was on the Imam, that's the press or the mold that it's being made on, so no taking off this shoe on Yomtif. Avol Mefarkin is a Minol Mina Imam B'Chal Shomayid. One's allowed to take it off on Chol Mayid. Basically, this Imam and this Amum is the press or the mold that the shoe was made on. So even if the shoe is completed, it's finished, but it's still on the mold, it's not allowed to be taken off. Now we go back to the lines that we had skipped. Masisa Dribblezer, this is like Dribblezer. The Tanin Taman, we have Mishnah over there. Minel al Amum, if we have the shoe on this mold, Dribblezer Matar, Racham Matamin. Dribblezer says it's Tahor, which means it's not able to be Makabal Toma, and the Chum say it could be Makabal Toma. And so this brass that we quoted, that you're not allowed to take the shoe off the press on Yom Tif, is like Dribblezer, because Dribblezer holds that even though the shoe is completely ready, it's finished, it's done, by the mere fact that it's still on the mold, it's still attached to it, and hasn't officially been taken off yet, that means that it's not yet considered a Kli, and therefore it's Tahor, it can't be Makabal Toma, and by that same token, it's not allowed to be taken off on Yom Tif, because that's like Metakin Mana, where it's like finishing a Kli, as opposed to the Chamim, they would say it's not a problem, it's allowed to be taken off. However, says the Gemara, actually, the Rice would be according to everybody. Shanya hi hachashu kemachshir Kli b'Yom Tif, it's different because it's like making a Kli on Yom Tif. According to the Chamim, this shoe on the mold could be Makabal Toma because it's finished, but it's not allowed to be taken off on Yom Tif, because at the end of the day, he's preparing the Kli, he's making it ready for use on Yom Tif, so even according to the Chamim, it'd be Asur. Now jump three lines to back where we were before. The Gemara asks, what about being mamid milk on Yom Tif, which basically means is he allowed to make cheese? It is more or less the problem of Bayrer, because he's separating two parts of the cheese, curdling it divides two different parts, and so is he allowed to make this on Yom Tif? Says the Gemara, Maimrat Kain, if you tell me he's allowed to make cheese on Yom Tif, afhu chaylevu mamid Yom Tif l'chayl, so then he's going to end up milking a cow and being mamid on Yom Tif for the weekday, which is a problem, so no making cheese on Yom Tif for Yom Tif either. The Gemara continues, here's an omraf on the top, Tanur of Chalaft Min Shol, he teaches, tachshitin asul l'shalchan, one is not allowed to send jewelry or adornments to their friend in Yom Tif. No Amr of Money clarifies Loy Amru El Shalchan. That's only Asr to send them, Halalav Shan Mutter, but it is permitted to wear them in the comfort of one's home. And the reason why Rav Mun says this is because if it was Asr to wear them, there's no reason to say that you're not allowed to send them. Of course you can't send them. If you can't wear them, you can't send them. However, says the Gemara, that's not true, because Tani Viv Abraya said, Metaltal Nasa Shaifer Lahashkas by Satinaik. Once allowed Metaltal, he's allowed to handle a Shaifer. If he wants to use it as a bottle to give water or drink to a child, you could plug up the bottom of the Shaifer, fill it up from the top, and it's basically a handy little pitcher or something like that. So Brasa teaches us before, so you're allowed to metal to the shofar, and also esa pinkas and esa karkash and esa mare. A pinkas is like a notebook or a tablet of sorts. A karkash is some sort of rattle for kids, and a mare is a mirror. All these also are allowed to be used. Lachas is ben esa kalim, to cover kalim with. And what do we learn from all these? That even though in general they're muktzah, they're not allowed to be used, since they have a use of letzarech makaymai or gufai, if you need the place where they are, or you need them themselves for some sort of permitted use, then they are allowed to be used, and therefore we could technically say the same by the tachshitin, that even if we say that they're usher to wear, still they might be permitted to be metaltel because he wants to send them to his friend. So actually, Rav Mana's diuk that he made before is not 100% valid. Amar Rav Avin, he tells us, Masisa Amra, Sha'asr alayv shan, we actually have a source that it's usher to wear tachshitin. This is because our Mishnah said, Kol shana oisim bayb Yom Tif mishal chan oisai. Anything that one could benefit from on Yom Tif, he could use as some sort of adornment, so then he's allowed to send it. Now, im oimer at shemutr alayv shan, if you want to say, like what Rav Mana was suggesting, that it's permitted to wear tachshitin on Yom Tif, then yehimut al shalchan, it should be permitted to send them, and we know that it's not permitted to send them to somebody. You might ask in regards to that which we had just taught before. So why is it that these things are allowed to be used? If you're not allowed to send it to somebody, so you should not be allowed to use it. But over here, we're saying you are allowed to use it. The answer is that there's a difference. If they themselves are considered a kli, meaning if they do have some sort of permitted use, then they're allowed to be used even though you can't send them. But jewelry has no use other than wearing it. It's not like you could use it for something else. Like we had said, the shofar could be used as a baby bottle. Jewelry doesn't have that, and therefore, since the jewelry is not allowed to be worn, it's not allowed to be sent either. Now, the Gemara Yudzayin based on top continues discussing jewelry, even though it doesn't really have to do with our discussion of Yontef per se. There's really more of a Shabbos discussion. We bring it up anyway. So Gemara tells Akedem Betachshit and Zalzov. This is all good when we're talking about gold jewelry. The whole isser to wear jewelry out is because it's very fancy. A person might end up taking it off to show their friend, look at my fancy piece of jewelry, and then they're going to carry it. So therefore we say, no wearing it. That makes sense regarding gold. The question is, what about silver jewelry? Silver is not so chashiv, it's not so fancy, so there's no chashash with it, and it's allowed to be worn. So Amram Shein Rabbi Yirmiyah, they send in Rabbi Yirmiyah that aser, it's aser, whereas Amram Shein Rabbi Yirmiyah, they also send in Rabbi Yirmiyah mutter, that it's permitted. So it's a steer in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now Rav Chizkiah clarifies, I know the beginning and the end of this, meaning I know why there's contradictory sayings in the name of Yirmiyah. Telein dekikin, havin misrabion bedarte Rabbi Yirmiyah. There were these young girls that were running around and playing in the chatzar of Yirmiyah, and they were wearing jewelry. Also, Shaul Reb Zeira, he went and asked Reb Zeira, is it permitted for them to wear this jewelry? So Amar Le, Reb Zeira told Reb Yirmiyah, loy tesser v'loy tishri, you shouldn't officially asser it for them, but you shouldn't officially matter it for them. And therefore, Reb Yirmiyah came back, not saying anything, and there was two different camps that darshined, that made a diuk, that tried to explain why Reb Yirmiyah didn't say anything. Some of them explained, oh, it must be that Reb Yirmiyah says that it's mutter. Others said, no, it must be that Reb Yirmiyah holds that it's usser. He just didn't want to say anything. That's why these contradictory sayings in the name of Yirmiyah, but really, he didn't say anything. Hachanoch Perak Beitza Shinoldo, Mazdar finishing the first Perak of Mesechas Beitza, just like Rezecha finished this Perak together. We should Rezecha finish the entire Mesechas Beitza together, and of course, all of Shas Rishalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Perak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.